podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today I'm talking art with Sheena Smith of Jungle Girl Designs, a line of apparel inspired by her son and her love for teaching. Through art, she's able to break down tough subjects like evolution and global warming to her three-year-old son, and probably some adults too. Enjoy! So how you doing?
I'm good, yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
Been a good day.
Yeah. What you been up to?
We did a swim class today. Me and Riker and Dave stayed home, so you know we got to do some family time and
even better
nap time.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. So tell me, how did Jungle Girl Design start?
So a couple years ago. I guess when my son was, one, I was, I just got an iPad, for Christmas, I think. And mm-hmm. I had recently put away a lot of my art materials because I wanted to keep some of the paints away from him.
Right.
And so I was like, well, this is cool. Let me see what I can do with this. And I was amazed with the pressure sensitivity and like how much I could. It just felt like I was drawing.
Yeah.
With my iPad. Like, it literally, it was like there was a piece of paper and a pencil, in front of me. So.
Wow.
So I started
the iPad does that? That's, I've not heard that.
Oh,
you're the first one that said that.
Oh, it's so great. So I have an iPad Pro 12-inch, and then I have an application called Procreate, but it's the iPad Pencil that really has the pressure sensitivity. So you can, the harder you press, you can program the pencil to either, get wider or get thicker, whatever you want. But
right.
the application Procreate has a lot of pencils pre-programmed on there, so that it'll say, okay, use this one if you want it to look like pencil, or use this one if you want it to look like ink, mm-hmm. anything.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I apologize.
Oh, no. So I started drawing. I was like, this is really great. And then, as my son grew more, I started doing some for him. So, I wanted to make, T-shirts for him or artwork for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at places to upload this. And I went on, I found Threadless because they let you kind of create your own shop and upload your design. So
cool.
I did just a few for him at first, and then, with some encouragement from friends and family, I decided to make it a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started on Threadless, and then I decided to, I'm not all of my artwork is necessarily T-shirt artwork.
Right.
So then I just created Jungle Girl Designs to encompass everything that I was doing so that I could share it with people and, offer commissions and everything I was doing.
Right. So it started with the shirts and the Jungle Girls were animals for your son.
Oh yeah. So I think I did the actual name. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah. So my name Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
I was named after the movie Sheena, which is
right.
About this girl in the jungle. And
yeah.
So when I was thinking of actual names, that just kind of
Perfect.
My name.
Yeah, that's really perfect. I didn't even get that connection, actually.
I didn't know that people would. It's a good question.
So that's even cooler. That's
yeah.
So what other stuff besides T-shirts do you do?
I do anything. So I know. I guess I'm still at that point, and I think a lot of artists go through these points, and I'm still at that point that I love trying every style that there is. So,
mm-hmm.
My most exciting thing is when, somebody actually has something like, hey, I want this piece of art, or I want this, and can you do it? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, I'll draw anything.
Yeah.
Like, I love it so much.
Yeah.
So I experiment with anything, and pretty much any style is you can do digitally now. Like it's just amazing, like what you can reproduce. At first, when I was even just a couple years ago when I started this, it was hard for me to replicate like a watercolor
mm-hmm.
Technique in in Procreate or digitally, but even since then, they've updated, and you can really make something that looks like that style. So I'm just exploring every style out there that I can, and utilizing my time to get better, and then hopefully create as much art for other people as I can.
Right. But you said that you do them on like other things besides T-shirts. What other stuff do you do them on?
I mean, a lot of my art is just, wall art. So, I do all the art, for my house or, for commissions for other people, too. So
right.
It's all printed digitally. So I don't do most of the printing. Most of the things I do, I give people the digital rights to, and then they can put it on any form they want to. But Threadless lets me do it on anything. Like, you can get any of my art on mugs or shower curtains or bath mats or, yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. So you do like line of like pictures and stuff like that, so you can, like, people can hang it on their nurseries perhaps or in their rooms.
Yes, exactly.
So that's perfect. Yeah. So what is your background in art?
My educational background is all in computer science, but I've always had a passion for art. So I
That's kind of a contradictory thing sometimes, I think.
Oh, sometimes, and that's sometimes not. I talk to a lot of computer science people that are, absolutely artistic, and that's the part of their brain that's engaged when they're doing either task.
Right. That's cool.
I took one class in high school, and I took, one class out of high school, but most of it's just been self-taught,
Very cool. Very cool. So did you grow up like painting or drawing or like what kind of, when did you first realize that you could draw or you were artistic?
Oh yeah. So I have two sisters and they're, a little bit older than me. So I think, when we were with my mom, the big activity that she could do with all three of us with a, 5-year age spread was doing art.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a lot of still life as a family, and both my sisters are artistic too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because I was the youngest, I felt probably the most competitive to like, okay, I'm not as good as these, as my sisters, I need to do better. So I think that was one of the things that encouraged me, to do more. And then at my dad's house, he fostered a lot of independence by saying, like, hey, if you ever want to paint or do anything, you have full reign of your room. So, like, we were allowed to paint on our walls, not just, like, hang stuff up, but, like, literally, paint on our walls. So,
oh, that's awesome.
So I did a lot of that at his house. And then, it was always a passion. And then slowly I got good enough that I realized that I've been doing this long enough. I've put enough hours in that I have developed this skill.
Right.
So it's definitely a slow, long thing that's always been fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love to hear like when people like just when their childhood passions become their careers. I think that's I think that's always awesome. So what do you choose, like, when you're doing your fine art, like your drawings and things like that, not for your Jungle Girl designs, what subject matter do you choose?
Oh, yeah. So all of my current inspirations when I'm just, like, doing it for me or anything that comes to my head it's always surrounding my son right now. So the things that I get really excited about are, I have this thing with, like, Albert Einstein said something like, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough.
Uh-huh, so that's true.
He's in the stage of that, why, or, explain this.
Right.
And I love that. And he gets into really deep questions sometimes because I follow them. But then sometimes, I'll be explaining something and it might be even something like evolution or magnets or, some science thing that I step back and I realize. realize, I don't know if I explained that well enough.
How old is he?
He's three right now. Yeah, I know. I think any kid, if you really follow them, they'll get into that stuff. But he definitely has an interest in everything right now. Wow. Yeah. So, anyways, when I step back and I start thinking about, did I explain that well enough? I tend to lean on my artistic abilities to be able to explain it better. And so he can't read yet. I'll draw him a picture of, mm-hmm. What I'm trying to explain. And I'll show that to him, or I'll show him the process of it, or I'll show him the sketch and do it in front of him. But I think that's the thing I'm most excited about doing right now. And I want to do more of is, do these things where, okay, so now I'm explaining this to a kid that can't even read. Mm-hmm. And can I draw a picture where I can actually just like point to the picture and describe it, and then they can look at it and understand at least the concept of right. what we're talking about.
Right.
So I really love this idea of doing these like kind of heavy science topics in a more abstract or modern or simplified way that can be digested and is still very aesthetically pleasing.
Right, right. I think that's awesome, because I think big topics like evolution or like mm-hmm. Really anything else, like probably like global warming or any kind of scientific topic needs to be broken down, because no one understands it.
Right.
So even as much as they say they do, they can always. I think that's awesome.
yes. And so it's hard sometimes, because sometimes I think one of the pictures I sent you was. It's just like five different chemical reaction types, but it was very simply done.
Mm-hmm.
But that I had to do some research in it and, figure out, okay, what are the main types of reactions? And, I have to do a lot of like, okay, make sure I understand this before I try to, you can't just put it in simple terms or give like a really good understanding and then do it. So sometimes doing those types of artworks, I have to take a step away from and then just, do some fun things for a little while and then go back to it. But, but in general, that's definitely where my passion is right now.
That is awesome. That is really cool.
Thank you.
So when you start on a painting or a piece to, mm-hmm. to kind of like explain or to kind of explain something to your son, does it ever help you wrap your mind around it? Or like, do you ever start it? And you say you do research, but like, for me, I would think that like actually doing the art would definitely help with the reason. I don't know. Some people are kinesthetic learners, I guess. Which means they learn by moving around. And I would think that drawing or painting would be the perfect.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly me. Sometimes I need to do the drawing in order to like even be able to put it back into words to mm-hmm. explain it mm-hmm. to him. So I think it definitely helps me to, okay, I've drawn this. Okay, now I grasp it and I can recall it better, right? Because you read something and, okay, I say I understand in this moment,
mm-hmm.
but until I actually put that concept together, I might forget it, week or even the next day, it depends.
Right. Right. That's awesome. So, you said that you do the digital stuff. So mm-hmm. do you still get that same kinesthetic with the iPad? But did you before the iPad, were you able to still get the kinesthetic, with the mouse?
Yeah. I never used went straight from physical artwork to the iPad with the pencil.
Okay.
So I never had like the mouse in between.
Okay.
I tried that before, but I could never quite get there with just a mouse doing artwork. So
right.
So I had both of the same feelings with both physical and digital artwork based on the mediums I used.
Awesome. That is really cool.
So
you do mostly so you do the clothing and you do the digital stuff that you can put on wall art or 2D stuff. So what kind of and you might have said this before, forgive me, but what kind of, like, painting or drawing stuff do you do now, or do you?
Oh, non-digitally, you mean?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, I think pencils are the first thing that I grab when I'm doing something in a physical medium.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, I love, if I'm finalizing something, I love inking. Mm-hmm. So getting the pens out. I haven't done acrylic in, like, a serious acrylic in a while because still with my son, I don't keep the paints out as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I've experimented more with watercolors recently because mm-hmm. it's, again, easier, more compact thing to do. But, yeah, pen would be probably one of my favorite physical mediums to do.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And I think that's I don't know. I could be wrong, but I think that's kind of rare. I mean, people, I've seen more paint work, and I think pen stuff is so cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's rare, and I think it's awesome.
I like it, too. I love looking at other people's ink work. Like, you see, there's such a range in it, but it's so bold. You have to kind of, it makes a statement. Whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I know very little about pen work, but so when you are, like, I know when you're doing, like, paint, you could mm-hmm. you can do bold, and you can do some really, really bold stuff. How do you control your how do you control the boldness of a pen?
Oh, it's most of it is, you know, what pen you choose. So, like, just different widths that you're working with. And then, like, you can use different styles to do different shading techniques, right? There's, you can do, like, a single line. You can do cross hatching. Mm-hmm. You can do dots. You can do more abstract things. So, some of the things I do are just you take a silhouette and then you decide what pieces of it you want to be brought into the light and which ones you want in the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything you want in between, you just decide, okay, what technique do I want to use to convey less of a shadow here? Mm-hmm. And it just depends, you mm-hmm. know, it depends on the piece, what you want to do.
Right, right. So do you use, like, a pen with a nib, or is it like a marker? Is it?
I've done both. The finer pens give you a lot of control, but you mm-hmm. know, sometimes I'll do markers too. Markers mm-hmm. are great and fun and easy.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember we used to use Prismacolor markers in some of my art classes, and I loved those.
What's your background in art?
My background? I don't really have a background. Well, I was a graphic design major, so that is my background, I suppose, and I've taken art classes all through life, all through school, basically. And I found that I'm a mediocre talent at it. And I prefer to talk about it. And I just get excited about other people's projects, and I like to learn about that. So I don't have much of a, my art background is that I just kind of know a little bit about a lot of things. And so,
yeah, that's awesome. And can I ask how your book's going?
How what is going?
Oh, your book's going?
My book. Oh, my Hugh Lane book. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I have written a 30,000 draft of it, and I'm marketing it out to agents and publishers, and I've not gotten a good response yet. But I'm on other projects, and I'm still kind of shipping it out occasionally when I think about it. Still just kind of trying to figure out what I want to have done with it.
Okay.
So, thank you for asking. So, yeah, I know Ian was that was something we were talking about. We always talk about, we're like, oh, how's your book going? So.
Yeah. Funny, I just obviously got into your podcast, and I was listening to you with a few other artists, you know, to kind of prep for this. But
oh, cool.
I thought it was really cool, and I was really curious, like, how it helped you or how it was helping you. I mean, I think it's awesome anyways. I love talking about art. But,
yeah. Yeah, I was actually talking to my boyfriend yesterday, and I was just thinking that that writing that book is really kind of, I guess, refined my art appreciation. I don't think 10 years ago I ever would have been like, oh, I'm so into like, I was more into like commercial art. I'm so into fine art and just, you know, like stuff I can put on the walls and stuff like that, which, you know, I always like prints and things like that. But I think just a real, just a deeper appreciation of it, I don't think that I would have, thought that I'd be doing. And I think that writing the book really kind of helped that, and just kind of getting into like the historical figures and just knowing about, just people like, just people in the World War One era, which I never would have thought that I would have been into. So, but yeah, knowledge is truly power, because it can truly set you on a different direction. Just everything. Yeah. I just think it's fantastic. So,
that's awesome.
So what kind of art do you like?
I like so much. I think right now I just look at, like I have a couple different Facebook groups or, you know, Instagram accounts that I follow, just a bunch of artists that are also like building themselves up. And there's such a range of mediums that I enjoy. I think I do like bolder styles. So, So even pencil can be bold. You know, inking is obviously bold. Growing up, I liked Keith Haring a lot, and I also like Claude Monet. Claude Monet because it was the thing I couldn't do when I was younger. It was like, okay, this is what an artist, you know, looks right. like. This is what I need to be able to do. And then Keith Haring, because it was like, wow, I could do this.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, right? It's like very very different styles.
Right.
And I think I'm still a little bit like that. I appreciate when I see something and it's like, oh, wow, I could have done that, but wow, this person did it and it's beautiful.
Right.
And then there's that other thing of like, okay, I couldn't do that. I don't have the skills to do that. And sometimes it's because it's those, you know, it's those big oil pieces, you know, I either don't have the skill or I don't have the time or I don't have the space, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
And then I love just seeing what people do in, you know, an hour sketching, you know, so I follow some of those, like just sketch daily, you know, things like, what have you done today?
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, and also just trying to like just trying to recreate what they've done is oh, I mean, it can be expensive. I can try to be like Monet, but I would probably like, you know, go through lots of canvases and paint. I totally get that about you know, Keith Haring or someone, anyone really being just like, oh, you know, I could totally do that. And I could, and then you do it. And it's, but then also the Monet thing, oh man, I can't do that. Both are inspiring, I think.
Yeah. For different reasons. Yeah. When I was younger, you know, I mentioned like having that, competition with my sisters. And so I ended up getting this style that was, it was just all pencil and it was very sketchy. They all called it like a sketchy style. So I never had any, you know, I never had any lines that were like, you know, this is a curve, this is a straight. Mm-hmm. There were all these tiny little sketches the whole way around.
Yeah.
And they loved it. But I felt, you know, I felt like maybe I was doing something, you know, like, oh, I couldn't do what they're doing. You know, I'm just doing these tiny little sketches. And
right.
I think it, like, that became a style for me. And then, once I started with the iPad and doing digital art, you know, because you can erase lines and you don't, like, everything is,
right.
You can do layers, you can do, you can decide to undo something. I started getting, like, much bolder in my line work, doing it, you know, digitally. And then when I went back and, you know, now that I do both, I realized that I was doing more bold lines physically too. Like it changed my previous style, but I didn't expect it to do that. And I could probably go back and do the sketchy style, but even learning something, you know, changes how you naturally do art.
Right.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah, totally. That's amazing. That's amazing. My mother does this thing called Spencerian, which is an ornamental pen work, which is writing, but it's not. But I mean, it is considered it's an art, I think. And it's basically the kind of penmanship they used in when they wrote the Constitution. And it's just beautiful. But but she uses the pens and with the nibs and things like that. And I just think, wow, that'd be. I mean, I think it's beautiful to draw with, but I would have a real hard time doing it I don't think I could do as well as probably you. Well, definitely not as well as you do, but I think I would think other media are more forgiving. And so I think your stuff is awesome. And I think that's,
How did she get into the Spencerian, is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, she gets into all kinds of stuff. She did calligraphy during the 80s, I guess. And I guess she still can do it. But then I think she heard about, this, she read something somewhere about this ornamental penmanship. And, so she goes to Lake Michigan, or Lake Geneva, I'm sorry, to, I guess where the penmanship was born. She goes there like every summer to do like a intensive workshop type thing. So she's pretty serious about it. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so it's, that's really my only reference to the pen work. I've done very little of it in art class, but I just remember being like, I can't shade. I don't feel like I can shade.
Yeah.
So I think that takes a real talent to do that and to make it look as blended as I think you do. And I think that's amazing. So,
thank you.
So what's next for you? What's the next project?
Well, I'm going to do more of these. I have to do more of the science things and actually, put them up. I think that's probably the hardest thing as, an artist for me is like, you know, I can't just draw and then that's it. There's this whole like managing your art
right.
part of it too. So,
right. Yeah. That's
so getting a little bit better at that, at sharing my artwork. And then, I don't know, I think there's so much to explain and I love this, like, I'm gonna follow this idea of, using my art to, teach my son or teach kids, as much as I can.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna keep doing that. I think the science thing is still what's next for me, and then, you know, see what he's interested in next, and see if that's something I can help him with, or, you know, decorate his room and then share that, or you know, whatever it is.
Have you ever thought about like writing books, like children's books or even adult books?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be.
Yes. I have a children's book that's it's like, you know, that 80% of the way done, but nowhere
yeah.
near done
yeah.
Stage. And then, yeah, I mean, I would love, there's so much I would love to do.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there yet. There's, I don't know enough about doing books to,
right.
to be able to publish on. But maybe I should learn a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I certainly wrote mine and the publisher or the editor did their things. So I think that would be the same thing with you.
Okay.
I think you should just, I think it'd be awesome to have just like a series of those hard scientific concepts explained like with art. And I think that'd be,
yeah.
I think you could totally do a series with that. And I think, I don't know if you'd use a traditional publisher for that or if there's like a educational publisher or an art publisher. I mean, I don't know which would be, you could definitely do an ebook. There's ways to do that on Kindle. There's ways to do that on other platforms as well. But I think like a book that you hold in your hand would be like much better for that sort of thing. So I'm not sure about that.
Okay, well, consider myself inspired. I'll research a little bit more.
Totally. That would be awesome. And yeah, and then maybe get it into the schools and I think that'd be so cool.
Yes. I do.
Especially since your son inspired everything. I think that's.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's amazing.
So that is really cool. Well, thank you so much, Sheena. I really appreciate it. It was so great talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, and I'm sorry. I flaked out on the time.
Oh, no, you're fine. Have a great day.
So, thank you. You too. Hang on one second. I'm going to post this in probably a couple of days. And I will send you a link when it posts. And yeah, I got the pictures and thank you so much. And this was amazing. This was really great.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so glad that you're doing this. And I mean, I'm sure everybody loves it, but it's great to have somebody interested in your art.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I want to keep in touch and I want to follow and find out what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
So cool. I'll maybe have you on again.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
See you, Brooke.
Thanks so much, Sheena. Bye. Thank you so much to Sheena Smith of Jungle Girl Designs for chatting with me about her brand and her love for learning and teaching. You can check out her fabulous designs at junglegirldesigns.threadless.com. Thanks for listening. This is a Hotspur Media production.